In 2018, we're marking a lot of 50-year anniversaries from those heady days of 1968. This week, Mexico is noting one of them. It happened on October 2nd, 1968. Mexico City was just days from opening the Summer Olympics. It was the first time in history a Latin American country was hosting the Games, and the nation's leaders were ready to show the world that Mexico was a modern, with-it country. But a student-led protest movement was disrupting the preparations. Like young people all over the world in 1968, Mexican students took to the streets to demand more freedom, more democracy, more rights. Mexico's then-president, Gustavo Díaz Ordaz, was concerned. Then, on October 2nd, Mexican police and military opened fire on a peaceful student demonstration in the Tlatelolco neighborhood of Mexico City. The death toll has been a matter of dispute ever since. The most recent official version is that 44 people died that day. Activists say the real toll was much higher. In any case, it's one of the darkest episodes in Mexican history. Sergio Aguayo took part in the student protests in 1968 in Mexico. He studied and written about their impact ever since, currently as a researcher at the Colegio de México. Aguayo says what he and other Mexican students were demanding 50 years ago were very basic rights.
We wanted that the state does not use force against us. We demanded that there were more transparency, more accountability, and more citizen participation. That was all. And we did it in a peaceful way. Most of us, we were demanding in a peaceful way that we become democratic and we were given the freedom and the liberties that youth everywhere were demanding.
So the student-led protests had been going on all summer, just as Mexico City was getting ready to host the Olympics. How had President Díaz Ordaz responded to the student protests?
There was a polarization among the students and the government because the government, the president, wanted the students to stop the movement because the Olympics were coming. The students said, we won't do that unless you give us some freedom, you respond to our demands. And the president concluded, with the advice of the CIA, that that was part of a communist movement and that the students were controlled by international communism and that they wanted to ruin the Olympics and to overthrow him and put a communist government in power. Therefore, he ordered the massacre of October 2nd. The president.
I mean, we don't even know the exact number of students who were killed on October 2nd. Do you remember your reaction, though, when you heard the news?
I was completely shocked because I knew that it was a peaceful movement, and I was sure that there was not communist involvement because there were very few communists in Mexico. Mexico was controlled by the ruling party. Therefore, that was nonsense. I was incensed, I was powerless, I was sad, I was frustrated. And I started a long career in the defense of human rights and democracy, and that's what I have devoted my life.
In 1968, in Mexico, how unprecedented were the student protests?
No, there were a lot. I mean, in the 60s, I mean, we were in rebellion, in peaceful rebellion, because we wanted to be accepted, and they didn't let, for example, movies like East of Eden with James Dean.
Yeah.
That was not allowed in Mexico. Rock and roll was devil's instrument. At that time, Mexico was very parochial. We were isolated from the world. But yes, we did receive information about what was going on. The music, I mean, rock and roll was everywhere. You dance rock and roll all the time. We dance rock and roll all the time. And we were aware of what was going on in the U.S., about Vietnam. I mean, we were part of the world in one way, but we were not allowed to be part of the world in other aspects. And that created that clash between the youth and the government that ended in a massacre in October 2nd.
How did the killings in Tlatelolco, how did they change Mexico?
Oh, they were fundamental. It was a watershed because for a number of reasons, one sector of the students confirmed that the only way to change the country, the regime, was taking arms. And in the 70s, there were more than 40, 50 guerrilla movements in the country, and they were crushed by the government. Then most of us follow different paths to struggle for peaceful change. And we changed the culture. Human rights were adopted gradually.
So as you know, the Mexican government recently admitted that the massacre was a state crime. I know you've been waiting a long time to hear something like that. Is it enough, though?
No, it is not enough, of course.
What more do you want?
Justice.
And for you, justice would be what? A full investigation of what happened in 68?
No, what we want is to identify those responsible and those of them who are alive to be brought to justice. And then to give reparations to those that lost their lives or suffering due to what happened in Tlatelolco. That's what we want.
Sergio Aguayo, thank you very much for your time. Good to speak with you.
Thanks to you.